This is VOA News.
I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel has negotiators for truce talks in Cairo, but they didn't go back for further talks because Hamas' demands were delusional, according to Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. More from Reuters, Olivia Zelina.
The Egyptian and Qatari mediated talks to try to reach a ceasefire in Gaza and secure the release of over 100 Israeli hostages have yet to produce results. A round of inconclusive talks in Cairo ended on Tuesday. Netanyahu said the demands included ending the war and leaving Hamas as it is. Hamas chief Ismail Haniya blamed Israel for a lack of progress in achieving a ceasefire deal in Gaza, the group said in a statement on Saturday. Haniya said Hamas would only accept a complete halt in fighting, Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, as well as the release of Palestinian prisoners serving long sentences in Israeli jails. Netanyahu again vowed that Israel will continue fighting until all goals are achieved.
AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on the aftermath of the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
Alexei Navalny's team confirms his death, and they demand that his body should be handed over to his family immediately. Alexei Navalny's spokesperson confirmed that the Russian opposition leader has died at a remote Arctic penal colony, but it is unclear where his body is. Prison authorities informed his team that the body would not be handed over to his relatives until further investigations had been completed. In St. Petersburg, residents gathered near the city's monument to political prisoners to mourn Navalny's passing. Hours after Navalny's death was reported, his wife expressed doubt about the news from Russian authorities and called for accountability for the harm inflicted upon their country, family, and her husband. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Meanwhile, prominent rights group says over 400 people have been detained in Russia while paying tribute to Navalny. This is VOA News. Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud has accused Ethiopia of trying to annex part of his country's territory by signing a sea access deal with the breakaway region of Somaliland. He said on Saturday that the agreement Ethiopian Somaliland signed on January 1st is nothing more than annexing part of Somalia to Ethiopia and changing the borders of Somalia. Neither side has made the deal's term public, but it appears to give landlocked Ethiopia the right to build a port in Somaliland. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the U.S. pledge at the Munich Security Conference to continue military aid for Ukraine.
Vice President Kamala Harris speaking in Germany.
We stand with Ukraine.
Says the United States and its allies can't afford to let Russia win its war against Ukraine, pointing to the aggression by Russia's President Vladimir Putin.
Hostile to democratic principles. Not to mention what we learned about in the last 24 hours.
Referring to the death of Putin's political foe, Alexei Navalny, she calls on Congress to pass the aid that was pledged.
Political gamesmanship has no role to play in what is fundamentally about the significance of standing with an ally.
While President Volodymyr Zelensky told reporters he doesn't feel betrayed by the U.S. because he's confident the aid is coming. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Britain's David Cameron visits the Falkland Islands as Argentina renews its sovereignty claim. VOA's Alexis Strope with more.
Britain says Foreign Secretary David Cameron will visit the Falkland Islands this week to show they are a valued part of the British family. The trip comes amid renewed calls by Argentina for negotiations over the contested South Atlantic archipelago. Argentina's newly elected president, Javier Milei, has called for the islands to be handed over to Buenos Aires. Argentina has long claimed sovereignty over the islands, which lie about 480 kilometers from South America. Argentina invaded the islands in 1982, triggering a two-month war that killed 649 Argentine personnel, 255 British service members, and three islanders. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
UN counterterrorism officials say the Islamic State extremist group poses a rising threat amid political instability in West Africa and the Sahel and remains intent on carrying out attacks abroad. The UN counterterrorism chief said Thursday the situation in West Africa and the Sahel was becoming more complex, with local ethnic and regional disputes combining with the agenda of the Islamic State group, while the extremist group has also increased its operations in its former strongholds. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.